Maybe. Yes. We're in.
Hell yeah.
Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day.
Yes. Me and Drew and I today.
Hell yeah.
And fucking off.
Is he going to make a splash entry?
Maybe. At some point he said he was behind.
Yeah.
And then Greg's in Florida.
Yeah, we're trying to squeeze this in. I gotta go. And yeah. John's about to show up.
And then you're not bad timing next week.
Nope.
Taking too much time off.
We watched an interesting one though this week.
Yeah.
It's trending on Netflix.
I didn't even hear about this until you said it and I looked it up and I was like,
it was third on Netflix and it's been out for at least a week, I think.
J-Lo
and the mother.
The mother. It was directed by Nikki Caro. She did Mulan.
Oh, animated Mulan or
The live action.
Nah. Nah.
Yeah, I didn't.
And
see
live
it.
Action was.
Yeah, it came out May 12th. Netflix movie.
Yeah, definitely a Netflix original.
So it.
Money talks, and J Lo listens to money.
Well, yeah. watched by 2.8 million people the first weekend. So,
oh shit!
Last weekend. And I think I saw when I was looking up when you told me about it, it was like 96 million hours watched on Netflix at the time.
Oh, okay.
And it was like ridiculous. It was number one at that point.
Yeah.
And I think number two was like 30 million. So oh, I was Jesus. Like, oh, people are watching it because of J-Lo, or maybe it's a good movie. J-Lo
is the answer to that.
And then for some reason, they like to throw this statistic in. It was, I don't know what over-index is, but it's 33% among Black household and 25% Hispanic.
Are you saying it appealed to the minorities?
I think so. J-Lo.
Well, yeah.
I'm not a minority, but I watched it because of J-Lo.
I literally only brought it up because of J-Lo.
Yeah.
And we are Caucasian as it gets.
100%. Oh. Yeah. Very white. A little tan right now, but usually pasty
little,
white.
A little bent.
Yeah, I told Danae, I don't think she appreciated it, but I was like, I want to see J-Lo tits and her grippy lippies. That's what I said, and she did not appreciate that.
Well, and we didn't, so the movie was a flop.
Yeah, that would automatically drop 2 points for me.
Over-indexing is just pretty much giving them too much credit. Or just like, yeah, one-sided.
Okay.
Giving all the credit to one side and not the other. So pretty much they're saying no white people are watching this movie.
Raised hand.
Hands raised.
I think John watched it maybe. Three.
But there is a point there that you said you didn't even hear of it until I said something.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know if Netflix has never really been that great at marketing their stuff. They just kind of think they're Netflix, so if anything is trending, people are going to watch, which has some merit, but yeah, I wonder who they really advertise this movie to. I didn't really notice it until it was trending.
Yeah, not even in like coming soon or like at the top where you can scroll like five over, nothing about Mother. I honestly don't really look at the trending thing. I think I always skip over that category, but I might have seen it on there, but I haven't been on Netflix in a little bit.
It is. Well, for me, it's like the top row of Netflix.
Okay.
And I think that's what it is for majority of people.
Mine's like.
But like, even if you scroll down to like what, like continue watching.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to skip right over everything trending.
Pretty much that's what.
And if you go down even farther at any TV shows, yeah, you're not going to see what's trending.
I'm going to pay attention to it more for this.
And to be completely honest, even though it's trending does not mean.
It's good. No, because it wasn't.
Yeah. Does not mean that at all.
Yeah, because we get. So I thought this was like she was a former spy. For a little bit. I watched the trailer a little bit.
Yeah.
And then And then in the beginning when she's just like, because she kills a few people, right? And then, oh no, she hides in the bathroom.
Oh yeah.
Which, number one,
makes a homemade explosive.
Yeah, homemade explosive in like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And then she hides in a shower, but it's like a walled off shower, a little opening. I guess kind of technically might work in a fire, but you're dying from smoke inhalation anyway.
I mean, she was laying down.
Which, did she end up laying down?
She ended up laying down in the
almost
corner.
Almost aborted.
Yeah. And yeah, because she got fucking shanked in the belly.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
And yeah, I don't... Yeah, there's definitely a little bit of thought there that would not work out in her favor at all. You would have to jump out the window.
Yeah.
Like, that whole bathroom's getting engulfed in flame.
Yeah, flames.
And like... she turned the shower on after it exploded.
Yeah.
Like, turn the shower on before.
That explosion also probably would have rocked that wall.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Yeah. It's not reinforced concrete.
That's not even the worst part. She fucking sealed that dude's gunshot wound to the chest with fucking Elmer's glue.
Did you
remember that?
Oh, the...
She drags him to the kitchen.
Right.
Finds, like, super glue. And fucking patches the hole in his chest with fucking glue, dude. Oh my god.
This reminds me, this is like a... I was thinking about it when I was watching it. It's like, this reminds me a lot of those corny ass like 90s action movies.
Yeah.
But like remade in 2023 with J-Lo.
Yeah.
And it was trying too hard to be those action movies again.
Exactly.
It's like, if you go back and watch a lot of those action movies from like 90s, early 2000s, they're corny as fuck.
Corny as shit.
Yeah, and we don't need that.
No.
And then it was just kind of like you were saying, Liam Neeson.
I compared it to Taken. Yeah. Like, this isn't Taken. She's not Liam Neeson. Right. And like, Taken's a little... I mean, how many times do we still fucking say, I will find you? And I will get... That is so fucking corny. But only Liam Neeson can get away with that.
100%.
When things like that get ran into movies like this. And then it's J-Lo. Like, no one can take that seriously.
No.
Nobody.
Maybe the FBI agent, but not her.
Yeah, it's... The opening... I thought the whole first half of the movie was fucking...
It's corny.
Abysmal.
Yeah.
Abysmal. And...
Slow.
Lazy.
Oh, yeah.
Lazy. They could have done a way better back... Kind of how you were talking about... You thought she was an ex... spy. And even in the overview, they call her like an assassin.
Yeah,
like, come on. This her credits are like as good as the American Sniper. She's got like 40 confirmed kills. Like, she's no different than a fuck. She's not that special, is like, what I'm trying
too,
to get at.
They she wasn't even a sniper too. She was like a squad marksman.
Yeah,
which I guess fine, you can shoot good, but like, she's hitting some fucking shots and I was like,
all right,
let's beef up J-Lo a little bit.
Yeah.
I will say her like maneuvering with a weapon was pretty good though.
Yeah, no, she, yeah, honestly, she moves pretty good.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm not taking anything away from like the action that she can do. She's just, I don't know if this is necessarily,
it was a weird story,
her role.
No.
You know?
No, yeah. Just go back to Wedding Planner and
yeah,
be a comedy movie. Yeah. Or Selena.
Yeah.
I don't even know why she made this movie. I can't even remember the last thing she's been in.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there wasn't even, we were talking about the marketing. I didn't even see like an article about J-Lo's newest movie.
No.
And, like, her talking about it.
No.
And, like, some behind the scenes of what she went through.
The only thing I've heard,
never
about
heard
her
check
is
shit about this.
Her getting married to Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
And then, like, that's about it.
Fucking love
Ben
Affleck.
Bennifer, like, going a little broke.
I fucking love
money
Ben
problems.
She better not break his heart again.
No. I don't think she will. She will, 100%.
She will.
Yeah, she's getting passed around. A-Rod. Mark Antony.
Yeah, we got a little fucking ass grab in here, a little J-Lo ass grab.
Yeah, I guess we got a like a sports bra moment when she was doing like pull-ups.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's about
she
it.
Did change clothes in the back of the car, too.
Oh, yes, she did. Yes, she did. Highlight of the movie.
Yeah.
You guys just put the fucking rear view mirror down too.
It would have been beta.
Like, no.
It's my car.
I would have put the the baby mirror down. It zooms in. Yeah, the first half, trash. Slow. Poor writing.
Yeah.
Always poor writing.
It really was.
These guys are on strike.
Like, yeah, they needed... Honestly, there was enough background in the story. I like where they put it. They didn't necessarily, like, take up half the movie with a backstory or anything like that. Just, like, a couple of flashbacks, and then she explains it to her daughter, gives her another flashback. I just wish they, like, for a lack of a better way to put it, I wish they made her more badass.
Yeah.
Because just some... It literally could have been just an American Sniper story.
100%.
Because that's all she really had the credentials to do was snipe. And, but, like, she's going around, like, stealth killing kids in the neck and shit. You might as well have made her, like you're saying, a fucking super spy.
Yeah.
Like a fucking Liam Neeson secret agent, you know, has some skills that he doesn't want to use, but he knows, you know. But no, like, all we really get is that she can shoot. And then she can survive on the land by herself. That's about it.
Yeah, I will say the best part of the writing was putting her in Alaska.
Yeah.
Just remote Alaska. She randomly knows a guy.
Yeah.
From her time in Iraq.
No backstory on him either.
No. We don't know what his credentials are. He might be a really good fucking shooter too.
Yeah. Might be a fucking dad. He never picked up a
goddamn gun.
Exactly. And he just watches this 12-year-old girl take the truck, and he says, see ya.
And then 10 minutes later, a convoy of, like, Mexicans dressed in winter camo fucking flying through military trucks.
Crazy.
Yeah, I would have liked to see what she did in the cartel thing.
Well, that's...
Or did they show it?
Another huge plot hole that, well, they did kind of explain it,
like,
but...
drug running or something, but...
I just don't understand why she got in it in the first place.
Yeah, that made
was sense. That general she was talking to, or whatever the fuck he was.
Yeah, he was selling.
Was he corrupt?
I think so. They never.
Or was she undercover?
I think he was probably corrupt as well.
He was corrupt, and then she was trying to almost exploit / blackmail them for a retirement plan. Was the idea?
I guess so.
The father of her daughter is.
Does she not?
No, and in the beginning,
it's either the
that's something I that that's guy. Something I caught right away because I was looking at the beginning with like the interrogation, and she showed him the pictures of what Adrian and Hector.
Okay,
and those end up being the two guys that she kills.
Yeah,
that are chasing her the whole time and her daughter. And he shows him pictures of Hector and Adrian and said, you had a consensual relationship with both of these men at the same time. She said, yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
A little whore.
And then, obviously, we get the mansion scene.
Yeah.
Which was actually kind of cool. I mean, only because we got a lot of sniper scope view perspective, you know? Like, I kind of like that framework and whatnot. We don't need to see somebody shooting.
I love the fact that when they got shot on a balcony, they didn't like scream and then tumble off of it. They just dropped.
Yeah.
At least we're getting progressing there.
And the guys who did drop, it made sense because like the momentum would take them over the railing. But you're right. Like you can't shoot at the building and then have them fall away from the building.
Right.
That's the most retarded. Yeah.
No, like ever. Old Western movies are like, and then like do fucking quadruple backflip into some hay.
The shot through the glass in the spiraling staircase, though, I was like, not a shot.
No.
Not a shot.
Oh, and she was definitely, at the end, she was not hitting that dude.
No.
Fuck no. She just had her fucking arm ripped. Like
her arm is gone.
Yeah.
It's fucking, she just smashed her shoulder into a rock.
That shit was not. Popped out. Her arm was broken.
Broken.
That was fucked. And then she's tired as shit. She just fell. Hit her fucking head. Concussed.
Oh, yeah.
Dizzy. Hypothermia kicking in a little bit. Misses the first shot by like 2 inches.
Yeah.
And then hits him and doesn't even know she hit him. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Fuck off.
Headshot.
Yeah. And that was very underwhelming
That was the worst ending.
The climatic ending. So underwhelming. Like, you think she's going to miss this second shot.
Yeah.
But you don't even see her hit it.
No.
You just kind of see, like, blood splatter. Blood splatter
and then slowing down.
And then slowing down.
And then I did, like, the dripping blood when it pinned on the girl in the car. And I was like, oh, he got shot in the fucking face.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of his face, she stabbed that dude in the face. She cut him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, pretty good. And he just did not feel the dead nerve.
Yeah, dead probably dead nerve endings. Yeah,
yeah, a little burn guy.
Yeah,
he would have been dead in that explosion too.
Oh yeah, are you kidding me?
This is why I don't care that the writers are on strike, because I feel like the less we get out of them, the better we're gonna have.
Yeah,
because just
honestly, can feel the strike in this movie.
I want to see how much.
Can feel the strike.
They paid to get this fucking movie made, too.
Yeah.
They're not probably not going to fucking say 100% of that. No.
Yeah. I mean, just the whole story of how she ends up a mother is botched. And that's what the whole movie's about. It's called The Mother. About her protecting this kid. And they just completely fuck the backstory of it all.
All of it. Even the agent, too, was a Cruz. He gets shot in the beginning, and then he ends up dying. Spoilers.
Yeah.
I did get a criticism of our Last of Us episode from Chris. He started listening to our 1-3 episode.
Oh, yeah.
And then I guess we spoiled in that episode what happens after the first game. He stopped listening.
Oh, yeah. Well... I think we definitely
in The Last of Us
we definitely brought up the game a lot.
Yeah.
and there is a reason for that, because the game was out for 3 years, Chris. So
yeah. I believe the first one was out for about 11 years.
Yeah.
Got a decade, but
brother, if you don't know what happens at the end of the fucking first game, I'm sorry. But we were talking what we thought was general knowledge to the public. And I apologize. There's definitely some people that never played the game and just wanted to watch Pedro Pascal be a badass. I get it. Sorry about it.
Decade of story. I will Decade say old story. That we were pretty good about not spoiling it outright.
Yeah. I think we were too.
Ultimate spoiler many times, and we never actually said what the ultimate spoiler was.
Exactly.
So we didn't ruin the end of the game. We probably ruined some plot points.
Yeah.
100%, but sorry about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and like we did talk about the Joel scare and whatnot. Yeah. Obviously, the show's been out. Joel takes a nice fucking handle to the abdomen.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Didn't really spoil much.
No, we didn't spoil much. Dramatic.
And if we did spoil it, it's because we saw it in the game and we didn't see it in the TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the type of stuff we were probably spoiling.
Yeah. But.
And vice versa, because that one blonde chick in the beginning of Last of Us that like sacrifices herself.
Oh, Tess.
Tess.
Yeah.
She has no role in the game.
No.
She's in the first 20 minutes of the game. Yeah. That's it. So.
In the first two,
one
or two episodes.
but yeah, the mother. Sorry, Chris.
Yeah, spoilers are gonna happen sometimes.
We do try our best.
It's more fucking with Greg.
We do think about it.
I can only assume they paid J-Lo like $20 million to make this.
Oh yeah.
So,
I wonder if that's Googleable.
Maybe I know Ryan Reynolds.
Googleable.
Ryan Reynolds or someone. Made $50 million to do a movie for Netflix.
Wow.
People were crying about it in the industry. Not me.
Not me. Ryan Reynolds deserves everything.
Yeah, give him $100 million. I don't give a shit. It's a low budget movie. $100 million for him. The Wolves. So we were talking about this off the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But you thought maybe with the wolf and the pups, there'd be some like symbology or something happening with these wolves.
Totally thought we'd going to get something with the wolf.
Nothing.
Nothing.
She just brought him food because the daughter was crying about it.
Yeah.
And speaking of the daughter, when you go hunting, you're eating that fucking thing. You know this. That was hilarious.
That was honestly one of the best parts of the fucking movie. J-Lo so absolutely obliterated. That is a message to all vegans and vegetarians that, I mean, I respect the lifestyle.
Yeah.
But if you're one of those vegans, vegetarians that just pushes it on everybody, animal abuse, you support animal abuse. Watch this movie and listen to J-Lo's rant to her fucking daughter. It's the fucking best. There's nothing on this world you will eat that didn't come from violence.
Yeah.
There was a civil war over cashews.
What did she say about tofu?
Half of an Indian city was burned down to make soybean farms.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. 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 And people, I'll add another one. Millions of bees die every year for your almond milk, too.
Yeah.
People want to talk. Yeah, I mean, you know, what's that one? Fairlife Farms? Yeah, don't buy from Fairlife Farms. They fucking suck. But almond milk's not a whole lot better for the ecosystem. Just saying.
Killing the bees. Might perhaps be the most important thing ever.
You're not exhumed. Exonerated.
No, you're not.
You're not.
You don't have a higher morality than anyone else.
No. Nope.
Fucking dicks. I laughed so hard when she was like, the daughter was like, oh, and then they saw the elk, and she was just like, oh, that's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
She bang! Just straight up shoots it.
Then I say these things, but like, there's no way I could do what J-Lo did in that scene. Like, I don't think I could fucking shoot a living, breathing mammal like that. If I had to survive and live,
yeah. So not just
it's me or the deer, obviously.
Not on a hunting trip.
Not a big hunter.
Okay.
Don't know how I'd feel about taking out a full-grown mammal like that.
You know what's really weird is I think I can shoot deer and elk and shit, but I don't think I could shoot a rabbit.
The rabbits are cute.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I don't think I would want to do that.
My buddy used to have a fucking pet bunny. I'm not shooting my buddy's pet bunny.
And even people that will like hunt coyote.
Yeah.
And stuff, I'm like, I know they're kind of little fucks, but I don't think I could shoot something that like resembles a dog.
Well, like, that's the thing about coyotes and like boars are kind of the same way. Yeah. Well, boars are just different. Pigs fuck like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the problem in Texas and whatnot is just overbreeding. They just fuck like crazy.
I like their.
But yotes are weird in the sense where like they'll call out for their pack.
Yeah.
And if they're missing part of their pack, like, the female coyotes go into heat right then and there. Like, literally. They
just fuck to make up for
it. And then they fuck to make up for it. Yeah. That's why coyotes are everywhere.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I saw a big ass one the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, holy shit, that's fucking giant.
Usually I only see ones that, like, kind of look like foxes, you know, little tiny ones.
This one was like, I thought it was a fucking, like, a German Shepherd.
Oh, my God.
But it was like, that's a big ass fucking coyote.
He's an alpha.
Yeah. It was on the side of the road, and I was like, oh, it's a lost dog. And then like, looked at it, and I was like, those fucking coyotes. The
coyotes are, they hunt in packs. Everybody knows that. So if you see a coyote by himself, take extra precaution with that. Because he's either irate because he can't find his pack. He or she's either irate and will fucking attack you, or they're rabid.
Yeah.
And they will attack you as well. So.
Fucking...
Those dicks. Fucking yotes.
Dicks of the world.
Yeah. We love our dogs, but those fucking yotes.
No. No. Fuck that.
Back to the mother. The ending scene where she fucking should not have hit that guy in the head.
Yeah.
She woke up and she was like, salt. Why is there salt?
Was it salt?
She took whatever was on her face and she was like, this is salt. And it was, like, right after the wolf, like, looked at her. Because she, like, woke up, and she, like, looked right at the wolf.
Hmm.
And then the wolf turned away. I'm pretty sure she was like, this is salt.
Oh. I thought it was just snow. It could have, yeah, actually, yeah, because she rolled it, and kind of, it was grainy.
Yeah.
Maybe the wolf licked her. When she was out.
They have fucking salty tongue?
I don't know.
I'm so confused on that part. Like, what the fuck does salt have to do with anything? I'm a little Google.
The only thing I could think of is just by salt water, I think.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just kind of like, I don't even know. The wolf lictor. I'm going with.
Did I get a little ending explained?
Yeah.
It's not. That's fucking dumb.
And why is she creeping? So the ending. She brings the daughter back to her
adopted parents.
But then she's in this like luxurious condo looking out at the park of her daughter wheeling.
Yeah.
And like through a spotter scope.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this now?
I don't know. That was fucking like they're both dead. Everyone after her is dead.
I don't think
just take your daughter back.
Know that she lives up there.
Oh yeah, maybe
the
not.
Daughter looked up and the parents kind of like looked to see what she was looking at and then just kind of like kept.
Well,
walking.
So the FBI agent that died that like was, you know, whatever J Lo's partner in a sense. Wasn't he the husband? Technically the father of Zoe?
Was he?
Because that also happens in the beginning when she's in J-Lo's in the hospital and she like walks, she like stumbles over to him.
Because the daughter called him Cruz.
Yeah, that's what I'm, yeah.
So I think he, for some reason, was
just
in
still
her,
in
life.
Her life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For reasons unknown.
Huh.
Other than he wanted to smash J-Lo and never get dead.
Yeah.
Missed opportunities. He gets shot and then he dies.
Poor guy.
I liked how his eyes rolled back when he got shot.
Yeah, I think some of the worst plot holes were like when they were getting chased.
Yeah,
because like they killed after the mansion scene. They killed fucking what's his name? Fuck, I said it not too long ago. Hector, I think.
Hector, yeah, the tarantula. Who
Why did they?
Sure, had a black little spider tattoo.
I just answered my own question. But I was going to say, why did they think they were safe from Adrian? But she thought Adrian was dead.
Yeah.
From the beginning, the from house, the bathroom scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, they still...
But I'm pretty sure somewhere in the movie, before that, J-Lo gets told, nah, Adrian's body was never recovered and accounted for. He was extracted from the house.
Yeah, it was when she was in the hospital.
Yeah, like, so she knows Adrian's fucking alive.
Yeah, they're why like, oh, we couldn't find safe? The body. They extracted him before backup got there.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, he's dead. And it's like, oh, right, here we go.
Why did she think she was safe?
No, she just got burned in the face.
Yeah, I don't know.
He should be burned everywhere. He should have been dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... This movie didn't make sense, but...
No.
No.
Probably wouldn't recommend it either.
Yeah, I would not watch it. Well, you can watch it and then listen to the podcast. but other than that, don't watch it again, because I won't.
Yeah, I won't either.
Definitely not watching this fucking movie again. Fuck. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that guy had a Black Widow spider on his neck.
Oh, yeah.
Not a tarantula.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It did not look like a tarantula. I was like, it's a black widow.
Yeah, I don't know. The abdomen was pretty big. Might have been a tarantula. But...
It seemed like long.
Yeah, it had long legs.
Yeah. I thought his name would be like Spider. And I was like, that makes sense. But then they're like tarantula. Tarantula. Like, the fuck, it wasn't even hairy. do some reviews. What do you give it?
I'm going to give it. A 1.5 out of 5.
Nice.
Yep. And it's strictly because of J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
And who I did not think, although I said I couldn't really take her that seriously, she still did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
I just don't think she can take on that, you know, Liam Neeson role that we're talking about. I don't know if that's her. I don't know if that's her.
No.
But, that's pretty much the only highlight of the movie, in my opinion.
Just seeing J-Lo.
Just seeing J-Lo.
Yeah, just on that screen. I'll give it a 2.
There was, and I guess there was a decent amount of killing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was.
There was
a good amount of violence.
Yeah. I would say it was a little bit too
some stabs in the neck.
She did stab people in the neck. Yeah. I was hoping the daughter would stab someone a lot because she said kept hitting him, just keep hitting him. Yeah. I was hoping she would just.
And she gave him that like fucking flip shank assassin brace. Like,
what the fuck is that?
Literally some Assassin's Creed hidden knife.
Right. Yeah, I'll give it a 2 just because I feel like it's any other action movie. It was nothing unique.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, yeah, it was pretty much. I told Danae it reminded me of Ransom with Mel Gibson from, like, I think the early 90s, early 80s.
Yeah.
Kind of the same situation, exactly. Just no money. And then Taken.
Yeah.
It's nothing new.
It would have been better if there probably would have been less potholes if there were money involved.
Yeah.
Because like I was saying, I don't even know why the fuck she got herself in this mess.
Yeah, no one knows. Pothole.
She wanted a retirement fund, I guess. Yeah, she wanted to blackmail people.
Good thing the writers are on the strike.
Blackmail really powerful, important cartel people. That's a smart idea. Fucking dumb.
I blame the writers. They want more money, and you're giving us shit like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you. I want more money, too, to be shit at my job.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go picket for it. I'll give...
picket fences.
All right.
Krusty Krab is unfair. Mr. Krabs is in there.
Oh, God. Here's a good review.
Oh, yeah.
I guess kind of. 2.5 out of 4. Tom Meek.
Kind of good.
From Cambridge Day. The no-nonsense Lopez holds the standard issue together in the action, as directed by Nicky Caro, clicks by with rapid-fire confidence. Of Lopez's mom on the trigger? What the fuck does that even mean?
I feel like he's...
what did I just
a lot of comparisons and a lot of...
and nothing to do with anything.
Probably posted that under the wrong movie, huh?
Word salad, dude. That's all that was. What the fuck?
It's just, yeah.
It's really a lot of Lopez. Robert W. Butler. Butler cinema scene. I hate him. Original, he gave it a C-. What's really depressing is the name behind the camera. The mother was directed by Nicky Caro, whose earliest efforts, Whale Rider and North Country, suggested a major talent in humanist cinema. The fuck are these reviews?
Oh my god.
Okay, Rex Reed of The Observer, he's a top critic. This forgettable action thriller is thoroughly derivative. He gave it a 1 out of 4. I respect you. That was an actual review. Here's one about J-Lo. By Charles Kaplinsky of Real Talk with Chuck and Pam. Not only does she give a one note performance, but it's off key as well.
Very much.
2 out of 4.
Very much so.
Let me see a fucking audience. So the critics gave it a 42%. The audience gave it a 60-fucking-5.
I don't know how that happens. Everyone loves J-Lo, though. So.
It's true. Okay, here it is. Okay. Yeah. Go on our socials, Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah,
you know what it is. Follow and like on that or whatever podcast app you listen. And thank you, Juke. See you guys next.